You're listening to the Daidokoro Video Podcast. Hi, I'm Pat Tokuyama, and you're about to discover some of the tastiest ways to feed your mind, body, and soul. A pharmacist by training, you may know me as the founder of All Day I Eat Like a Shark, the food blog, YouTube channel, or as author of several Japanese cookbooks. If you desire to live a healthy life and are looking for a different way forward with a hunger for growth, then this video podcast is for you. Daidokoro is a Japanese term for kitchen. And I'm glad you're here. With each episode, we're going to be bringing clarity to your cooking by blending Japanese tradition and life lessons into bite-sized bits that even a shark would enjoy. Ready to make some magic happen? Let's explore Japan's ancient kilns, where artists found beauty in imperfection. Check out this simple kind of lopsided bowl. Believe it or not, it represents a revolution. So in 16th century Japan, there was this massive shift away from that perfect imported look. And this whole idea, finding beauty in the imperfect, well, it has a name, wabi-sabi, right? So where did this pottery come from? From ancient workshops, some hundreds of years old. These are Japan's six ancient kilns. You can think of them as the heart of Japanese pottery. That's right, six key spots, and each one developed its own totally unique style. You've got Saito, Baizen, and four others. They became the absolute core of pottery production. Okay, let's zoom in on two of them. You'll see just how different they really were. First up is Saito. This place was all about innovation and new techniques. The potters there pioneered glazes. Their work was so famous, Saitomono just meant pottery. And then you have Baizen, a totally different vibe. This was all about that raw, earthy look. See, Baizen pottery is unglazed. Its beauty comes straight from the clay and the fire itself. So you've got these two big ideas, sleek, glazed innovation versus raw, natural imperfection. But here's the thing, this isn't just ancient history. These traditions are totally alive today. These kilns are still firing, you know, blending old school techniques with brand new ideas. And so as you can see, these kilns are still firing. And so as you can see, their work was crucial for the tea ceremony and still inspires artists all over the globe. It just goes to show, right? Sometimes a little imperfection is way more beautiful than perfect. Thanks for joining us today from wherever you're watching or listening from. And if you haven't yet, it'd mean a lot to me if you could share your thoughts in a review on iTunes to let me know what you think of this new video podcast. Then I can take that feedback and make things better for next time. And I'd encourage you to share this with a friend or a loved one, because if you've gotten value out of it, chances are they will too. Want to try cooking Japanese food at home from scratch? Head over to alldayieat.com/aisatsu, A-I-S-A-T-S-U, to get started today. And if you're new here, make sure to check out alldayieat.com/daidokoro, D-A-I-D-O-K-O-R-O, for all the show notes, bonus materials, resources, and more.